Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do and mend solutions and ideas.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Well, thanks for joining me on the At Home with Gary Sullivan podcast. I'm Gary Sullivan with my cohort, the producer man, Mr. Joe Strecker. Joe, how are you?
Doing good. Getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. And I'll tell you what, did it not get super cold here? I mean, like 10 days ago, it was 70 degrees, and then it's down to 16 in my backyard.
Don't
A little
like
chilly?
It. Don't like it at all.
I don't like it either. So I thought that's kind of what we'd talk about today is adding a little heat. To your home. Of course, whenever you're adding supplemental heat, in most cases, you're adding on to your energy bill. You're not really taking it off. But if you use them properly, it can be a cost savings because you'll just be warming one room. You can let the rest of the house kind of chill out. So let's start with portable space heaters, and we'll talk about the safety and the size. But before we even get to that, some do not ever do. Okay, and some maybe shopping tips of what to really look for from a safety perspective. And we're going to be covering mainly electric space heaters, though we'll dabble in some of the propanes. Number one, if you're using a space heater, no extension cords. I mean, that's got to be plugged in to an outlet with a cord that's on there. You do not use any extension cords. It can become a fire hazard. Extension cords are way overused in a bad way. So no extension cords. Read the manual. That's another thing. Find out what that space heater is capable of doing. There's some safety features on there. For instance, I would make sure that the space heater would have a tip-over switch. It gets tipped over, it turns off. An overheat feature. Some of them had that. If it starts overheating, and I know it's a heater, but overheating where it starts becoming a challenge, you definitely want to make sure you have that feature. I think that's a great feature. And there's also one that has a 12-hour protection device. So if it's running for 12 hours, it'll eventually just turn off. Of course, you're going to keep it away from drapes and combustibles. Thermostats on them. Some of them are really good, some of them not so accurate. I don't know really what to tell you there. There are some that do a really good job of keeping that thermostat working properly. You got set 72, it kind of keeps it, but others not so much. How you're going to use that portable heater? Are you going to use it under your desk? Are you going to use it to heat just a small room? You want to heat the whole family room? So know what you're looking for. So those are the features that I would start from a safety standpoint. Then you go to the store and or you go online and you start finding all these different types of heaters. So I thought I'd kind of talk about some of the different heaters that are out there. I guess the first one to really talk about is the convection heaters. And the convection heaters are kind of work without a fan. Heat rises, cool air comes into the heater, warms it, and that's how you get your heat in your room. Warm air rises, cool air, so it's heat in the air that's coming up. It can be a long device, maybe 6-7 feet long. It can be electric. There can be a fluid in a copper tubing which heats up. You could even literally throw a blanket over it. Very, very safe, but it takes a long time. It's something like if you were going to heat a room in a basement, a convection heater would be really good. There's also convection heaters that look like an old radiator, and you may have seen these online. It looks like an old radiator. It's got wheels on it, though, so it's portable. It's filled with an oil. Same way. You heat that oil up, and it's convection. The heat rises. Cool air comes in. Again, they run around $100. Pretty convenient for a large area. Basement area is perfect. But that would be something I'd consider for that. When you look at heating just areas, maybe a bedroom, 400 square feet, somewhere in that area, I think I'd take a really good look at some of the ceramic heaters. And there's all kinds of ceramic heaters out there. I remember when they came onto the market maybe 35 years ago, it was the rage because back then all the space heaters were just coils or ribbons. So you're basically buying a giant toaster. They weren't very economical at all. They're still out there. But the ceramic heaters came along, and it's a ceramic disc that's heated up, stays hot, and there's usually a fan that blows across it, which can heat up a room fairly fast, especially once that ceramic disc gets hot. They've improved dramatically in terms of being able to warm up and deliver the heat that it's promising. A ceramic heater is a pretty economical way, and they come in different sizes. They come in a little one that may put your two hands together. That'd be the size of a under-the-desk ceramic heater or a real small room if you wanted to heat that up. And then they got bigger ones. Some of these ceramic heaters, they've got them. It's like a tower. In fact, the Lasco people that are big producers of fans, they make a ceramic heater with a fan, and it actually oscillates just like a fan would that you would use in the summer. And the oscillating ceramics heat up a room really fast. It's great for a larger room. It gets all the corners warmed up. And for heating a room, that's kind of really my favorite. Remember the ceramic disc. That's the key. There's also, going back to the convection ones, a ceramic plate heater. Now, these things are really cool. I'm going to guess they're probably 20 by 24. They project off a wall about an inch. There's a cord, runs in right into your electrical outlet. And that ceramic plate can actually even be painted. But it just warms up to about 80 degrees, and it's convection. It takes a while. Cool air goes underneath it. It's warmed by the ceramic plate and out in through your room. Very, very safe. Don't have to worry about anything with that. Really, it's mounted to the wall, except you do have that project to do. So we kind of covered the ceramics and some of the radiant heaters. That's another one. Remember the radiant heaters? Boy, they came on the market maybe 25 years ago, and it was all the rage. Everybody was advertising radiant heaters. And radiant heaters are different from the other heaters we just spoke of. It runs on a electric again, but it's an infrared bulb. And that infrared bulb heats just the items in the room. Doesn't really warm the air. It warms you. So you're one of the items in a room. Also warms the couch and the chair and everything along those lines. Those are very, very cool, but they're a little bit misunderstood and quite honestly sometimes expensive. They have come down in price. They've got a lot of different things on the infrared. They even have one that has an air purifier attached to it. Those get up around $300. They also have a infrared heater that has a humidifier on it, which is kind of nice to have. And, but it's an option. It's an option. It's for indoor use, and you can get them anywhere from 300 watts to 1500 watts. The maintenance on that is that bulb has a life. And that bulb, that infrared bulb that's in that heater is pretty much as expensive as the heater itself. So when you're looking at infrared heaters, make sure you find out exactly what the longevity of that bulb is. In a lot of cases, that's going to dictate the price along with the wattage that you choose. One other type of heater is the kerosene heater and the propane heaters. I like to warn people to stay away from those. I mean, they do the job great. In a propane heater in a garage, I think that's fine. Whether I'd bring it in my home, not so much. If I had a cabin maybe that was a little drafty, yeah, I might consider that. But of all the heaters I just spoke of, just remember that the kerosene fill, and there's a lot of maintenance in there from getting the right kind of kerosene, keeping that kerosene pure, changing out the wicks. And again, you just want to make sure you know what you're doing. It's not for the faint of heart. Does it do its job? Sure. But you kind of got to know what you're doing with the kerosene and the propane heaters. I mentioned radiant heaters before. I guess that's the most popular type of space heater that's out on the market. And a radiant heater, I mentioned before, like the giant toaster. You've seen them. They're like $29 or something like that. It's a little box, maybe the size, a little larger than a shoebox, mainly used underneath a desk. These are not really used to heat up a whole room. You're wasting your money. If you want to get one and use it underneath the desk to keep your feet warm, that's fine. It's convenient. It's mobile, but expensive to operate in versus, say, like the ceramic disc heaters that I was speaking of. So to kind of wrap things up, when you're looking for them, make sure they're UL listed, ETL listed, no extension cords, tip over switch, and overheating cutoff switch, a 12-hour cutoff switch. Keep it away from combustionables and know what you're buying it for. Under the desk, small room or large room. If you follow those, you'll end up with the right heater. And again, when I said you could save money, that means you turn your thermostat in your house maybe down to 60 or 62, and you get one of those ceramic, maybe oscillating heaters for your bedroom. And you can be nice and toasty there, and you can have the rest of the house nice and chilly. And at that point, you'd probably be reducing your energy bill. But obviously, to turn off your furnace and then run about four or five of these, that's not going to save you money. It's a lot more expensive way to heat your home. So again, the ceramic space heaters, the most versatile. The convection heaters, whether it's the electric or the oil-filled, again, that is for the larger rooms. And you also may pay attention to how quiet they are. When you're in the store, if you're shopping for them in a store, not online, plug them in. See how quiet they are. See, because some are very noisy. The convection heaters, you can't even tell that they're on. Because there's no fan. So anyway, stay warm this winter, and I hope these little tips on getting a space heater are helpful. And Joe and I both wish you a happy holiday season, and good luck with buying a space heater.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.